are listening to WDAT Port Washington, and tonight is rivalry night here in Port. I'm Matt Levine alongside my partner, Dylan Spilko. A terrific game for you tonight. It's the young Port Washington Vikings at 0-3 and the Massapequa Chiefs at 2-0. Massapequa knocked off Port Washington in the volleyball Nassau County semifinals, coming back from a 2-0 deficit. These two teams have a history together in every sport, and that will continue tonight. Now we go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Tonight, Port Washington has to contain senior guard Kevin Boyd. Boyd is averaging 28.5 points per game this far this season. Boyd has done a good job holding star players in check as they did just that to Syosset's Jake Weeman and Breakneck Sheldon Henry. The Vikings are also going to limit the turnovers. We have seen all season that when the Vikings protect the basketball, they can be very successful. We're just moments away from tipping things off here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups.
It's the talented point guard number 5, Nick Schneidler. Another guard, number 10, James Dulligan. Number 15, guard Steve Verico. And 23, Kevin Voigt, along with the center, 35, Connor Payne.
And for Port Washington, it's the dynamic duo in the backcourt of seniors Connor Shanahan and Jack Stolper. At the 3 for Port is the junior Joe Malconian. Down low for the Vikings is big man Garrett Ressa, and rounding out the starting 5 is 6'8 monster Daniel Dash. Port will be wearing their home white jerseys with blue lettering, with blue trimming and the logo on the knee. And Massapequa comes out with their away navy blue jerseys with yellow lettering and yellow trimming with a big yellow M on the knee. We're just moments away from tip-off, Dylan. What do the Vikings need to do here to win this matchup?
Well, they need to be very aggressive in the paint early on, because last game they were stuck chucking up three-pointers. They were extremely inconsistent, and that's how they got in the big deficit early on. If they are aggressive early on in this game, they are drawing fouls, they are making layups, they will stay with Massapequa, who are statistically a much better team than them. They should not be winning this game, but Port can stay in this game if they are aggressive and they drive towards the basket there.
Now, Port Washington looking for their first W of the season. It's going to be hard to get against a 2-0 Massapequa team, but we will see how they play out right now. Daniel Dash will set up for the tip alongside number 23, Kevin Voigt, who's averaging, as we said in the keys to the game, who's averaging 28 points per game. And Port will be going to the left of us, and Massapequa will be going to the right. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Port Washington. Daniel Dash wins the tip, and Shanahan quick pass to Ressa in the corner. He drives into the paint. Spin move in the post. Gets to Stolper at the top of the key. Stolper, bounce pass, stolen away in the paint by Connor Payne. Massapequa ball, and number 5, Nick Schneidler, will bring it up for the Chiefs. He calls his play. He gives it to Voigt, top of the key. And now Brzezinski with the ball at the top. Gives it to Schneidler again on the left wing. Pulls up from 3. He can't hit. Rebounded by Dash. Dash loses it but regains it again, and Malconian will bring it up with 7:20 left to play in the first quarter. Scoreless so far. Malconian quick pass to Shanahan at the top. To the right wing with Stolper. In the corner, Malconian, he drives left, in the paint, fake pass, puts up a floater, he's hacked and won off the backboard.
You see it early on, Port driving early, going to the basket, and you see an early foul and an early basket made from Joe Malconian for the first points of the game. Great effort by Joe on that one.
2-0 Vikings lead, Malconian at the stripe. 7:08 left to play in the first quarter. He will get one shot from the line. Complete the three-point play. The shot is up, and he hits. He completes the three-point play. 3-0 lead for the Vikings early on. And Schneidler looks at his coach for the play, and he calls it out. Chiefs looking to score their first points of the game right here. Bounce pass to number 14, Brett Freely. Freely kicks it out to Brzezinski on the right wing. To Voigt, top of the key, three-pointer, can't hit, in and out. Rebounded again by Dash. A good rebounding possession from the Vikings. Malconian brings it up. He drives into the lane. Stolper on the left wing. Stolper picks up his dribble, bounce past the Dash in the post. Power move, dribble, puts up a floater, and he hits. 5-0 Vikings lead early on, 6:23 left to play in the first quarter. Schneiderler calls out his play. On the right wing, he has the ball. Payne posting up on Dash. Schneiderler, screened by Payne. He drives in the lane. Kicks it out to Voigt in the corner. Voigt back to Schneiderler in the corner. Schneiderler will dribble it out and reset with 12 on the shot clock. Screened by Payne. Schneiderler drives. Payne on the elbow. He drives. Spin move. Up and under. No good. Off the backboard. Rebounded by Malconi and pushed the other way. Fast break. Jump stop in the paint. Dishes it out to Stolper. Ressa on the elbow. Back to Stolper in the corner. Stolper drives. Puts up a floater. He can't hit off the right iron. Rebounded by number 12, Logan Tucker of the Chiefs. Schneiderler with the ball. A couple dribbles. He drives right. Kicks it out to number 14, Brett Freely. And Voigt drives, puts up a floater, and he is fouled by Dash. Hits the floor hard. 5-0 Vikings lead with 5.5 left to play in the first quarter.
Excellent interior defense from Port Washington early on. Port Washington on the defensive end is going to look to shut down Connor Payne when he drives into the paint. He's a very big, aggressive guy who likes to go to the basket, and Daniel Dash is going to have his hands full tonight with him.
And Voigt puts up the foul shot. No good. He can't hit, which is very odd for him as he's averaging 28.5 points per game. 5.5 left, 5-0 lead for the Vikings. And Voigt will go to the line one more shot. It's up, and he connects 5-1 in favor of the Vikings. And Shanahan will go to inbound it to Malconian, who will bring it up for the Vikings. Malconian takes it to the top of the key, a dribble at, pass to Dash in the corner. He fakes the three, gives it to the cutting Shanahan. Shanahan steps back, Ressa at the top. He drives with a jab step, puts up the lefty layup, no good. Rebounded offensively by Ressa, and he puts it up and in. 7-1 lead for the Vikings, which is very odd as we have seen all year, Dylan.
Horton has scored all of our points from inside the paint thus far. Look for that to continue.
And Schneiderler drives to the basket, puts up a floater, can't hit, rebounded by Ressa. And it's poked away, but off of Ressa, and it will stay Chiefs ball with a reset shot clock.
That was Ressa's mistake. He could have easily pulled that one in for a defensive rebound, but he lost control of it, and now it's the Chiefs ball under Port's basket.
Schneiderler will inbound with a 4-out play, and he will look to Payne at the top. Voigt on the right wing, pulls up from deep three, air balls very badly, and it's out of bounds. A weird shot from Kevin Voigt early on right here.
What you're seeing right now, Port is winning 7-1 because they are driving to the basket and the Chiefs are stuck putting up threes that are going nowhere near the basket.
And Shanahan dribbles at Stolper, kicks it to Ressa in the corner. The cutting Shanahan, who is fouled. A great look from Ressa to the cutting Shanahan.
You're going to see it every single play. Port's going to drive to the basket whenever they have the opportunity.
On the floor. And now checking in is number 3, David Letzer, for number 14, Brett Freely, for the Chiefs. Shanahan will inbound from under his own basket. And he finds the cutting Ressa in the paint, puts up the shot, can't hit. Almost fouled, but no call.
Well, Ressa's got to make that, he's right under the basket.
And the Chiefs come the other way. Schneiderler on the right wing. Calls out his play, and he gives it to Letzer. Letzer gives it to Schneiderler in the corner. Guarded by Stolper, 19 on the shot clock. Screened by Payne. He puts up the floater from the elbow. Can't hit. Rebounded by the Vikings, Ressa. Outlet pass to Malconian. Malconian will drive. Kicks it out to Dash in the corner. Bounce pass and a turnover. Excuse me, off of Massapequa, out of bounds. And it will stay Vikings ball.
Dangerous pass from Dash there. He looks as well to slow it down with a 7-1 lead in the first quarter.
Shanahan inbounds to Ressa on the elbow. Gives it to Malconian. A nice feed in the paint to Dash, who scores the lay-in. A great play from the Vikings as they lead 9-1 with 4:03 left.
The Chiefs will take a timeout. We've seen great interior offense from the Vikings, and we'll be back here with more first quarter action on WDOT Port Washington.
And coming out of the break, the Vikings still lead 9-1 with 4:03 left to play in this first quarter. The Chiefs will inbound the ball. The Vikings have been very successful on the offensive side in the interior, and they will look to continue that right now. Schneiderler bringing up the ball for the Chiefs. He gives it to number 12, Logan Tucker, guarded by Shanahan. Out to Letzer, who drives, kicks it out to number 12, Logan Tucker again. Voigt gives it to Letcher. Letcher picks up his dribble and gives it to Schneider at the top. 10 on the shot clock left. He drives, bounce pass to Payne, almost travels. Shot is up, no good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Outlet pass to Shanahan. Another pass to Malconian, who puts up the shot, no good, off the backboard. Rebounded by Voigt.
Excellent defense from Ressa early on to get that block on Voigt.
Voigt back the other way, kicks it to Schneider on the left wing. 3:15 left, 9-1 Vikings lead. Voigt on the left wing to Schneider in the corner, guarded by Stolper. Screen from Payne, pulls up from three. He can't hit. Rebounded, but fouled. A push off on the rebound from Connor Payne. Vikings ball.
Nothing falling for the Chiefs right now. They're forced to take outside shots on every single possession, and it's resulted in 1 point for them thus far.
The Vikings are playing very good defense right now. We've been saying about their offense the whole game, but their defense has been solid thus far. And checking in for the Vikings is junior number 10, Johnny Bellini, in for Stolper. 3 minutes left, 9-1 lead for the Vikings. Shanahan will bring it up, guarded by Tucker. Passes to the cutting Bellini, who can't corral it. Loses it, and it's out of bounds. Chiefs ball with 2:55 left.
A lot of holes in this Chiefs defense. You're seeing Gordon able to slice apart this interior zone, and they're looking to go to the basket on almost every single possession they've had.
Schneidler looks at his coach for the play once again, guarded by Bellini this time, and Spear will go to the table to check in for the Vikings. Number 3, Letcher on the left wing. He drives right, pulls up from the foul line. He hits a 2-pointer for the Chiefs, and they're being defeated right now 9-3 with 2:28 left. Malconian drives, loses it, but regains it and passes to Shanahan. Shanahan on the left wing. He drives, pull back jumper. He can't hit off the back iron. Rebounded by Schneider, point guard. Back the other way for the Chiefs. 2:12 left, 9-3 lead for the Vikings. Schneider on the right wing, passes to Letcher, top of the key, fake shot. He drives right, kicks it out to Schneider again, and Voigt at the top, guarded by Ressa. Screen by Payne, Voigt from deep three, no good off the front iron. Rebounded by Dash, who kicks it out to Malconian, who kicks it out to Shanahan on the right wing. Dash, top of the key, drives, passes out to the corner to Bellini, comes back into the middle. And the pass is stolen away by Payne of the Chiefs. Bounce pass to Schneider, who drives and pulls it back out to reset. Three-pointer attempt by Lesser, no good. And rebounded by Bellini, who is fouled on the floor by Connor Payne. His second foul of the game early on right here.
That's good effort from Johnny Bellini on that one to grab that rebound. I thought Connor Payne was going to be able to get that and go up with it. Johnny Bellini falls right on it and draws the foul on Payne.
And checking in for the Vikings now is Ben Spear, who's in for Dash, and Mark Daly in for Malconian. And for the Chiefs, we also have a change. John Ronan will check in for Connor Payne, as he is in foul trouble early on with a minute and a half left. 9-3 lead. Shanahan kicks it out to Spear in the corner, and he is called for a traveling violation. Very obvious one, as he walked without dribbling the ball on that one.
Compared to previous games, Porter's been doing a much better job with not turning the ball over, but they really... Right back there with an easy travel call.
Schneider guarded by Bellini at the center line. Almost stolen away the pass by Daly, and it's tipped out of bounds by the Chiefs. Vikings ball. A good forced turnover by Daly.
That's the difference right now. Aggressive defense from Port Washington, not allowing the Chiefs to drive inside the paint and forcing turnovers on the outside perimeter passes.
And for the Chiefs, Steve Verrico will check in for Logan Tucker. With a minute 9 left, Vikings lead 9-3. Ressa on the right wing. He drives into the paint, puts up a layup, no good. Rebounded by the Chiefs. Voigt will go the other way. Gives it to the point guard Schneider on the left wing. He drives into the baseline, kicks it out to Ronan. Ronan guarded by Spear. Verrico, first touch of the game, and he gives it to Schneider. Screened by Ronan. He drives, and the pass is stolen away by Mark Daly, who will come the other way. A terrible pass, though, as he can't find open Connor Shanahan as the pass sails out of bounds. Turnover from the Vikings. That is just their second turnover in this first quarter, which they have been doing a very good job of. And Dylan touched on that earlier. Schneider will bring it up. 32 seconds left. 4 second difference between shot clock and game clock. And Letzer gives it to Ronan, top of the key. Ronan, chest pass to Voigt. Verrico in the corner. Letzer kicks it out to Voit, and Voit to Schneidler, who almost takes the three. No shot. Kicks it to Varico at the top. And Letzer drives, guarded by Daly. Almost carries the ball. Shot is up. Off the backboard, rebounded by Spear. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Ressa in the paint, puts up the shot. Block. Bellini regains it and puts up the lay-in at the buzzer. Vikings lead 11-3 going into the second quarter. A very successful quarter from the Vikings in the beginning of this game. They limited the turnovers and very good interior offense from the Vikings. We'll be back with second quarter action from Paul D. Schreiber High School.
We are back with Vikings basketball. Vikings lead 11-3 going into the second quarter. And the story of the game has been the defensive effort from the Vikings thus far and their interior offense, driving into the paint, drawing fouls, and getting baskets. The Chiefs will inbound from midcourt. It'll be their ball to start the second. Letzer inbounds to Schneidler, who drives on top of the lane. Right side, it's number 15. Freeman. On the right side to Voit. Voit picks up a three, no good. Rebound, not a shot. Voit drives it the right way.
Voit cannot connect early on right now. He's struggling from shooting right now.
Ressa drives on Voit. He goes under and gets swatted away by number 24, Roni. Back the other way, Schneider drives on Bellini. Decides to slow down, gets it back. Varico chucks up a three off the back rim, no good. Rebound fought for by Ronan, grabbed by Ronan, and controlled by the Chiefs.
Good defensive effort from the Chiefs right now, early on in the second quarter.
Schneider on the right side, guarded by Bellini, and Sanders gets it back up top to Varico, swings it to the left. Letzer drives on the right side, swings it to the right to Schneider, who puts up a three, and it's good for the Chiefs. The first points of the second quarter, 7-3. Shanahan brings up the ball with some pace on the left side. Joe Sinsan kicks it to the right side to Spear, who puts up a three. And it's good by Ben Spear.
And Ben Spear showing off his electric shooting from the three-point line right now with his first three of the game.
Schneider guarded by Bellini on the far side. Ronan sets a pick on the left. He drives. Spear guarding Schneider. He puts up the floater, and it's good.
Schneider has been running the Chiefs offense right now. This entire game, as Voit has been struggling, he's stepping up in a big way.
The Chiefs already with double the amount of points that they had in the first quarter. Almost double the lead. And they already sold the ball away. He drives left. Landed by Spear, ball fought for him. He tried to paint, grabbed by Ressa. And Ty Delaney brings up the ball for court. He has Shanahan streaking down the left, can't find him, but finds Mark Daly on the right side. Mark Daly drives left into the paint, double teamed, and he's fouled on the play, on the floor.
Another aggressive move by the Vikings, getting into the lane and getting fouled. And now checking in for the Vikings will be Dash, Rivera, and Levent, Ankenjohn Levent, that is. 6:05 left, 14-8 lead for the Vikings, and Daly will go to the line.
Daly going to shoot two from the line here. His first shot from the charity strike off the back. Friendly roll and goes in. In comes the three substitutions for Washington.
Spear checks out after his big three, and he'll take a breather.
Second attempt from Daly coming up. Port Washington leads 15-8, 6:05 remaining here in the second quarter. Daly's second attempt is good. Extends the lead to 8. And Schneider to bring up the ball for the Chiefs. Right on Dash, right at the free throw line, giving it to Letcher, giving it to the right to Vicario, who drops it on the baseline to Roman. For a shot, it's no good, rebound to Dash. Shanahan makes that ball for Milwaukee down the left side. Right near the free throw line, lost the dribble, looks for a pass, swings it to the left again. Now back up top to Levent, now to the left side, Shanahan. Shanahan guarding, chucks up a three, off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Daly inside, kicks it to Dash outside. He has a lane, drives, goes for the massive dunk, off the front rim, no good.
And Daniel Dash looked like a deer in headlights chasing that rim, but could not finish the dunk. Looked as if he got fouled, but no call.
My goodness, that was quite the attempt, and now the Chiefs bring it. Schneidler from the right wing with a shot, no good. And Shanahan lets the ball dribble out of bounds. 5 minutes left, 16-8. And in comes number 12, Logan Tucker, and number 15, Mariko. Levent inbounds the ball. Shanahan calling out the play. Just under 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Vikings lead by 8. Shanahan runs into his own teammate but gets away. Gives it to the right side to Rivera. No room, not much room in the paint this far in the second quarter. Not as much as they had in the first. Very little success early on. Daniel at the point. Drops to Shanahan. Shanahan pulls up from 3. 3-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound to Roney.
Shanahan's shot has a lot of arc on it. And that ball almost hit the ceiling, which has been called a turnover out of bounds.
Snyder drives to Rivera. Goes in deep, deflected by Shanahan. Yep, it's swatted away by Dash.
Great defense from the big man Dash right now. Aggressive in the paint.
Martelli with the behind-the-back pass taken away by Voigt. Unnecessary pass, but now Letzer drives. Keeps it to the right baseline. Ronan, who buries the 2-pointer. Levent brings up the ball for Port Washington with just under 4 minutes remaining here. Shanahan drives left at the top, swings it to the left, dangerous pass, tipped, grabbed by Levent, puts up the righty hook, and was fouled on the play. A crazy shot that he definitely should not have been fouled on. I didn't think it was going in, and he could have drove to the basket a little further, but he decided to take a floater, and Levent would go to the line and shoot two.
Levent getting his limited minutes right now for the season, and he's going to the line aggressive early on for himself, and he is electrifying with his emotions on the court.
Levent with his first attempt from the line is good, and in comes Joe Malcone from Marquette. The Washington leads 17-10, 3:47 left remaining here in the second. Levent with his second attempt from the line. The lefty puts it up and it's in. And Schneider to bring it back to the Chiefs, looking to slow the pace down a little. Schneider guarded by Rivera. On it very closely and aggressively. Looking for a steal, able to easily drive left on him. Goes up for a layup and it's good. You gotta question the aggressive defense by Gio Rivera there, allowing an easy drive by Schneider. Now for Port Washington, Connor Shanahan on the left, gives it in the post to Daniel Dash. Dash posts, hooks on the right, off the back, and it goes in.
Good post move from the big man. You see him do that every single time he's in the post. He goes into the lane and puts up a floater, and he connects once again early on right now.
He pulls up, and he is found by Ethan John Levent, and he can't believe it. It looks like he got some ball on that, but the refs saw more hand than ball on that one. And Voigt will go to the line and shoot two for the Chiefs. With 3:01 remaining, the Vikings lead 20-12. Matt Schmidt's getting ready to sub in for Washington. First attempt from the line from Voigt. Rolls off the rim, stops on the front ring, and rolls out. John Levent comes out for Fort Washington, and for the Chiefs, Ronan comes out, and Payne comes in.
And Levent will take a seat right next to Coach Dooley on that stool. Could that mean he is checking in once again in this quarter? We will see.
The second attempt is good from Voigt, and Shanahan goes up to back for Fort Washington. Rivera on the left side, as Daniel in the post gives it to him. Looking for the outlet, finds Joe Malcone driving baseline on the left side. He finds Daniel Dash inside, pulls up right outside the paint. No good, rebound caught for, and the refs say it is off on Voigt, and it'll be Port Washington ball under the basket. Shanahan to inbound for Port Washington. .46 left, Shanahan with the inbound. Look for a pass, finds Malcone wide open, uncontested three. Off the rim, no good, rebound to the Schneider.
Good rebounding by the point guard for the Chiefs.
Tucker gives it to Schneider. There's a foul on Matt Schmitz. On the ground, the ball will be under the court basket. And in comes Jack Stover for Jerry Rivera for Washington.
Schneider to inbound. He gets it down low to Payne, who goes up for a layup on Dash, and it's in.
Dash needs to use more of his body and not rely on his height on that one. He just put his hands up in hopes of getting a block, but if he puts his body there, he can really be successful.
Now Konya brings up the ball for Ford, gives it to the left side to Shanahan, now to the wing to Schmitz, who drops it up top to Dash. Swings it to the right side to Stolper, who gives it to Dash down low, who's in the post on Payne. He dishes it back out on top, Shanahan on the right wing. Shanahan steps back, looks to pull up from three, does so, off the back rim, bounces a little, and there's a whistle on the play, and it is ruled that it is the Chiefs ball.
And Shanahan looking to get this crowd behind him as he is dribbling in and pulling out to shoot a three each time he has the ball. I think he needs to settle for a mid-range jump shot as he is very successful in doing so.
But Washington is forcing a lot more contested shots from the outside, and if they want to extend their lead, they're going to need to drive the ball towards the box. Pass by the Chiefs is deflected by Port Washington, but the refs are saying that it will be the Chiefs' ball, excuse me. So a good deflection by Port Washington on defense, aggressive defense
by Jack Stolper.
The Chiefs are chipping away a little bit, cutting it to five right now, and looking to maybe tie it by the half with a minute 36 left.
Boy, that top for the Chiefs. This is to number 10, Kelligan. On the left side.
Swatted away by Daniel Dash. Now driven up the court by Connor Shannon. He finds Malcolm in deep for an easy 2 points.
Pretty basketball from the Vikings with a great rejection by Dash. An even better pass from Shanahan to finish it off with Malcolm.
110 remaining. Port leads 22-15. Schneider will bring up the ball. Guarded by Stolper at the top. He drives on that. He drives on the right side. He puts up a three. Air ball, no good. Rebound to Boyd. And he's fouled on the layup, trying to go back up after that offensive board.
I didn't see the foul on that one. I think he just heard a slap, but I did not see the foul or a hack on Boyd. And now he will go to the line for two with 54.7 left in the half.
Boyd's first attempt from the line. It's good. Lead is now diminished to 6 points.
Boyd showing that he is a very good foul shooter. As he sinks that first one, cutting it to six. And they'll look to come back even more right now.
Port Washington making some substitutions now with 54 seconds left. In comes Ben Spear and Garrett Russell, and out comes Dana Dash and Matt Smith. Second free throw attempt is no good for Boyd. Boyd looking to up the pace here. Connor Shanahan on the left wing. Drives on the right side towards the free throw line. He kicks it out to the right side to Spear, who looks to drive on Payne. Payne falls, and it is called a blocking foul on Payne.
Spear put him on skates, and it looked like he just fell from the good jab step move that Spear put on. And exactly 45 seconds to go, and Spear will go to the line with a 1-1 shot.
Payne comes out for the Chiefs, and number 14, Brett Freely, comes in. Spear will shoot a 1-1 from the line, 45 seconds to go. Port Washington rolling with Ressa, Shanahan, Stolper, Nalkonian, and Spear. Who shoots from the line? No good. And rebound to Block. Hey, timeout. Aggressive defense from Ressa there to stop his dribble. And we will be right back to you with your fourth. 2 seconds remaining. We are back with more second quarter action from the Port Washington Vikings. 22-16 is in the Chiefs on court side of the court.
Gives it to the right side to Stolper with 1 second, puts up the layup and it's good. That doesn't be the layup from Jack Stolper to end the half. Port Washington leads 24-16.
And we'll be right back to you with more second half basketball from the Port Washington Vikings. But first, we will have a halftime report
from me and Matt, and we'll be right back to you. Here we are with the halftime report back at Schreiber High School. Port Washington heads into the third quarter, leading 24-16 against the Massapequa Chiefs. So, Matt, what did you see in the second quarter that allowed Port to maintain their lead?
They've been containing Kevin Boyd on defense, which we said in the keys to the game would help them win. And he's the star player for the Chiefs, and he is being shut down by the Vikings defense right now. They're playing very aggressively in the paint. And on the offensive side for the Vikings, they're getting inside, down low, and putting up layups to get them out to this 8-point lead in halftime, which we haven't seen all year. They've been trailing at the half in every game so far. And they will look to continue this going into the second half.
Compared to the last couple games, Port Washington has turned over the ball a lot so that they would be down going into the half, as you just said. But now they've turned the ball over. I can barely even remember calling them turning the ball over. I only remember one travel. And there's probably a couple of bad passes. But Port Washington has kept it to a minimal amount. And now they have an 8-point lead. Have not committing turnovers affected this lead?
Yes, very much so. I think they need to hold on to the basketball. And they've been doing just that. As you said, you can only remember one, two turnovers, which they probably have less than five if we were keeping the stats. And that has really helped them score on the offensive side. They have been getting a lot more looks. And I think that they need to get Connor Shanahan going. I think he was held scoreless in the first half. He's trying to shoot the three ball too much. If he stays inside the arc, he will be very successful, and the Vikings will take this one for the first win of the year.
We have the third quarter coming up here at Schreiber High School. For Washington has an 8-point lead headed into the second half, and we will be right with you for third quarter Vikings basketball.
We are back here with the second half. We'll take a look at the five out for the Vikings. We have Stolper, Shanahan, Malconian, Ressa, and Dash. And for the Chiefs, we have Schneiderler, Dulligan, Freely, Boyd, and Payne. And Dash in the high post. Kicks it out to Stolper on the baseline. He pulls it out. Bounce pass to Dash in the post. A couple dribble moves. Puts up the floater. No good. Rebounded by 14, Brett Freely of the Chiefs. And Boyd will take the ball into his hands. They call out the offense. 24-16 lead. And Schneiderler with the ball. Screened by Payne on his right. He drives in the paint. Puts up the floater over Dash. Can't hit. Rebounded by Payne, who is called for the offensive foul. I believe it was over the back when he was inside of Dash. And the foul, the ref is signaling a foul right now. We'll wait to see the call. The call is changed after a discussion between the officials. The foul is changed to a push on Daniel Dash. And the Chiefs will have the ball with a reset shot clock of 35 under their basket. And Voigt goes left on Ressa. He pulls it back out. Pass cross court to Schneiderler. Schneiderler will reset the offense. Screen by Payne. And Stolper hangs with Schneiderler on defense. Picked off, pass by Stolper. He drives, pulls it back out, slows it down. Pass to Ressa. A dish to Malconian, who can't finish. And there is a jump ball is called between Ressa and a Chiefs player, and it will be Chiefs basketball.
Port did everything right on that defensive possession. They got the turnover, they drove to the basket, they were passing the ball for a wide open look, and Joe Malconian barely missed the layup. It's all about finishing right now for Port Washington.
Schneiderler will bring it up for the Chiefs once again. 24-16 lead. And Boyd on the left wing kicks it to Freely in the corner. The pass is tipped, but out of bounds from Ressa. Chiefs ball with 18 left on the shot clock. Very aggressive defense early on in the second half for the Vikings. And Schneiderler will inbound on the baseline. He finds Boyd. Boyd puts up the mid-range jumper, and the ball is stuck between the backboard and the rim. And that's a turnover for the Chiefs. It counts as a missed shot turnover. Vikings ball.
That was an uncontested look for Voigt there. You usually expect him to make those shots. And right now, as the Chiefs are down 8, they need him to make those shots.
Shanahan will bring it up, handling the point guard duties. He will drive. He puts up the shot. And it's good.
but it's waved off.
There is a foul on the floor. It will be on number 12, Logan Tucker of the Chiefs, on the floor. And Shanahan will inbound from behind the baseline. An over the pass foul. An over the pass to Ressa. Gives it Shanahan on the right wing. Shanahan puts up the shot. And he is called for an offensive foul. A push off against number 12, Logan Tucker. Fouls on Shanahan.
I didn't see much there from Shanahan on that one. He made the basket. And I didn't really see a foul on that one. I thought it was a clean play. It was just a good aggressive play from Shanahan, but the ref saw it differently. And now it's Chiefs ball with 6:26 remaining here in the third quarter.
24-16 lead still. No points have been scored in this half. And Schneider will bring it up for the Chiefs, looking to score first point of the half. Guarded by Stolper. Dribbles to the right, kicks it to Boyd on the right wing, who is guarded by Ressa. Pass to number 14, Freely, who dishes it out to Payne in the lane. Boyd from the top of the key for three. He connects from three. That is his first three of the game. And he will look to roll with that for the rest of the game. Back the other way, bounce pass from Stolper, picked off by number 12, Logan Tucker. And there is a turnover for the Vikings. And Voigt the other way on the right wing. Jab step, pulls it out to Tucker. Tucker drives, bounce pass out to Scheidler, who drives baseline. Pulls it back out. Bounce pass to Payne in the post. Payne drives on dash. Out to Voigt, quarter three. He can't hit, rebounded by Payne. And he goes to the ground hard, but loses the ball. Shanahan gets it and passes it across court to Malconian, who bounce passes it to Ressa, slows it down in the post. Ressa puts up the layup off the front rim, no good. He will go to the line for two.
That should have been an easy 2 points for Port Washington. A lot of quick-paced basketball with a lot of turnovers. And Ressa had a wide-open look, and he decided to, and Joe Malconian decided to dish it to him for an easy layup, but the pass was a little behind him. Ressa made a little post move, and now he's going to the line to shoot two.
Ressa pretty successful from the line this season. Cannot hit on the first one.
He had good form, but not enough power. 24-19 in favor of the Vikings, with 5:19 left in the third quarter. Ressa at the line for his second shot. It is good. 25-19 now. And Schneidler will bring up the ball, guarded by Stolper, looking to score another three-pointer. And Voigt on the left wing has the ball, guarded by Ressa. Screened by number 14, Freely. Voigt drives in the lane, blocked away by Dash, but a late foul is called. And it will be on number 55, Daniel Dash, with a hand check on the shot. Dylan, did you see anything on that play?
I'm not really seeing any contact, especially not from Daniel Dash there. He's just as shocked as I am, and you can see it in his facial expression. But now Voigt goes to the line to shoot two for the Chiefs, who are looking to crawl back into this game.
And Voigt from the stripe, he hits his first one, 25-20. It is now a 5-point deficit for the Chiefs. With 5:02 left, Voigt from the line once again. He is the leading scorer for this team and a top one in the county. And he hits once again, 2 for 2 from the line. A 4-point lead for the Vikings now, 25-21. And Shanahan back the other way. He kicks it out to Ressa in the corner. Ressa finds Stolper. Stolper will give it to Shanahan. Shanahan jab step, dash at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Shanahan in the post. Shanahan drives, spin move, puts up the shot. He can't hit, rebounded by Freely. And Schneider will bring it off, looking to make this a one possession game. Schneider drives right, loses Stolper, puts up the lay-in, no good, rebounded by Dash, who will find point guard Joe Malconian, who brings it up. Malconian stops at the free throw line, gives it to Ressa. Ressa jab steps, he drives into the lane, spin move, puts up the shot, fouled, no basket, but he will go to the line again in this third quarter for two shots.
Ress is doing a great job of driving into the lane, drawing the foul, and going for the layup. You see it there. Meanwhile, his teammate Connor Shanahan is forcing very wild shots, and he's very inaccurate this game. We saw that a lot last game, and we expected him to get better because he's one of the most prolific shooters on this team.
And Ressa from the stripe cannot hit.
Same exact shot as his first one last time. We have some substitutions on the floor for the Chiefs. It's number 3, David Letzer, coming in for 14, Brett Freely. And for the Vikings, Mark Daly and Ben Spear will come in for Dash and Stolper. couple new faces on the court right now with 4:19 left. And Ressa hits his second shot, giving them another 5-point lead. It's 26-21 in favor of the Vikings, and Schneiderler will bring up the ball, looking to reset right now. Voigt at the top of the key, fakes the pass into the lane. He steps back, puts up a three. No good, but Connor Penn is called for a foul, and Ressa is very excited. An on-the-floor foul, and it will be Vikings ball, excuse me. And coming in is now John Ronan for Penn, as Penn is in foul trouble halfway through the third quarter.
The calls haven't really been going Port's way early on, so it makes sense for Ressa to get a little heated up right now as an offensive foul is called on the Chiefs.
Shanahan pulls up from the foul line. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Ronan. That looked good from here, but no good as a result. And number three, Letcher, will bring it up. Voigt on the left wing. Schneiderler at the top. He will reset the offense. Tells Letcher to go down low with a hand motion. He drives, loses Malconian, kicks it out to number 12, Logan Tucker. Spin move, good move by Tucker. He finishes the lay-in out. Very pretty move from Tucker. Malconian the other way, 26-23. They're cutting it very close right now. A three-point lead. Shanahan, jab step. He drives left, puts up the shot. No good. Another missed shot from Shanahan, who almost kicks it away. But three, Letcher pulls up from mid-range. He hits. It's a one-point lead for the Vikings. They are losing the lead very quickly right now. 3:12 left to play.
The lead has diminished, and Connor Shanahan is forcing shots for the Vikings right now. They need to work it in deep to call back into this game.
And Shanahan calls isolation, who will kick it out to Daly in the corner. Daly to Spear at the top. Spear looks to dish it away. His pass is stolen away by Voigt. Voigt coming the other way. One on three. Puts up a shot off the backboard. No good. Daly with the rebound. A one-handed pass to Shanahan. And Shanahan's pass to Ressa is stolen away by Schneiderler and back the other way. Voigt from the corner. His shot is up. No good. Shanahan with the rebound. 2:34 left to play. 26-25 Vikings. Vikings will look to slow it down to score right here. Ressa on the right wing. Spear at the top. Spear, a dribble out at Malconian. Malconian posting up, and that post pass is stolen away by Letzer. Another turnover from the Vikings. That is three possessions in a row. And Tucker from the three is no good. Rebounded by Spear, and outlet pass to Daly the other way. 2:05 left to play, 1-point lead for the Vikings. Spear at the top, Shanahan on the left wing. Big pass, drives to the top. Daly driving in the paint, spin move, good move, frees himself up, cannot finish on the lay-in off the back iron. A very pretty move from the junior, but can't hit.
Well, Washington needed points right there. That was a big play for them to miss. Lord Daly needs to hit that layup.
And Schneiderler drives left. He puts up the lay-in. He is fouled. Offensive foul. A charge is called on Schneiderler. Drawn up by Malconian. A great defensive effort from Malconian.
With 1:37 left in the third, you're seeing that both teams forcing outside shots, and it's led to a lot of turnovers for both sides. And the team that slows it down and starts to put the ball in the basket will extend the lead.
26-25, a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Shanahan calls out his play horns. Gives it to Spear at the top. Spear will drive on the right wing towards Ressa. Ressa with the ball. One dribble and pass to Malconi in the cross. Daly in the corner. Back to Ressa in the corner. Ressa drives into the paint. Good power move. And he puts it up and one. He is fouled. Basket counts. 28-25.
Excuse me, Matt, but what an aggressive move by Ressa on that one. He went hard to the paint, he drove hard on Ronan, and he puts the ball in to extend this court lead to 3 points, and he will go to the line and shoot one.
Another situation where Ressa finds himself at the charity stripe. Foul will be on John Ronan of the Chiefs. 1:07 left, Vikings lead 28-25, and Ressa's shot is up, and he completes 3-point play. Checking into the game is Ankin John Levent for the shooter, Ressa. Ressa finishing up the 3-point play. We'll take a breather and get some water right now. 29-25 with just over 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Schneiderler will bring up the ball, guarded by Malconian. He looks
for Letcher, but does not decide to pass. And Voight Tuck gives it to Letcher on the right wing. Letcher, pass into the paint to Tucker. Tucker drives, puts up the shot. A foul is called. Coach Dooley cannot believe it. Foul will be on number 21, Connor Shanahan. And number 12, Logan Tucker, the sophomore, will go to the line shooting two. 48 seconds left, 4-point lead for the Vikings.
Not a foul for Washington wanting to take care of with 48 seconds left.
Excuse me, it will be on the floor. It will not shoot. Coming into the game is number 4, Gio Rivera, for the point guard, Shanahan. Shanahan will take a rest before the fourth quarter. This game will come down to the wire, most likely. And Letcher for three, no good. Rebounded by Ronan. Dishes it out to Letcher again. Stolen away by the Vikings. Gio Rivera corrals it. Crosses off Letcher. Finds a way to get past him. And Daly in the corner will come out to the top. 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Levent, Malconian on the right wing. Rivera in the corner. Pulls it out. The spear, top of the key. Levent, top of the key. 20 seconds left, 5 seconds difference. Levent shot from three, can't hit. And the shot clock is turned off as the Chiefs possess the basketball. With 10 seconds left, Letcher drives. He is double teamed. Bounce pass is out of bounds. 7.3 left, Vikings ball, 29-25 lead. And Matt Schmitz will come into the game, checking in for Levent.
Both teams very sloppy right now. You're once again seeing a lot of turnovers and not a lot of points put on the board. But Washington has a chance to close this quarter with some success here with 7.3 to go.
And James Dolligan will come in for Voight. 7.3 left. Daly will inbound to Rivera. Rivera will bring it up. 5 seconds left. He finds Malconian. Malconian drives. Spin move. Puts up the shot. He hits at the buzzer. A great move from Malconian, who is running through his teammates with excitement, screaming at the fans in awe. Malconian with a very good finish. 31-25 lead for the Vikings going into the fourth quarter, and we will be right back here with the fourth.
We are back for the fourth quarter of Vikings action. The Vikings lead 41-25 against the Massapequa Chiefs. It'll be Chiefs ball inbound to the midcourt. Tucker inbound to the Chiefs. On for court is Matt Schmitz, Garrett Russell, Mark Daly, Gio Rivera, and Connor Shanahan. Schneider to bring up the ball for the Chiefs. Drives right, looks to pull up, fakes it, gives it to Dolligan, who's at right free throw line, puts up a two-pointer, no good, rebound, Garrett Russell. Mark Daly looking to press the pace from here. Here's Shanahan on the far side. Shanahan, dribble pass the free throw line, swings it to the right side, Rivera. Rivera guarded by Russell, gives it to the top to Russell, who swings it back to Daly. Daly goes to the center, gives it to the left side to Shanahan. Shanahan makes a move inside the paint, and points up, shot, and it's fouled on the floor. Going on the layup, he will go to the line and shoot two. Looking for the first points of the fourth quarter.
A good aggressive move by Shanahan. He is in foul trouble, but he does not care about that. He goes to the basket hard and gets fouled, and he will go to the line for two.
Shanahan with his first attempt from the line coming up. Kurt Washington leads by six. Start of the fourth quarter here at Schreiber High School. First attempt from the line off the back. And in comes number 23.
Voight will look to get hot in the fourth quarter. He has been a little bit off the whole game. He will look to bring back the game for his team.
Connor Shanahan, second step in the line. Tyler will bring up the ball for the Chiefs. Just over 7 minutes remaining. Guarded by Rivera on the far side. This is mostly guarded by Daly up top. Loose possession. Daly tries to take it away. But the Chiefs maintain the ball. And Tucker drives on Shanahan on the right side. Now he's on the center court. He kicks it back beyond the three-point line to Schneider, who drives over there for the left-handed layup, counted, and the foul. Schneider will go to the line and shoot one.
Schneider played very good on the offensive side in this game. And a pretty scoop layup with the left hand, his offhand. He'll go to the line for the three-point play.
Schneider will go to the line and shoot one with the Chiefs. His attempt from the line is no good. And rebound Daly fought for Shanahan. Shanahan on the right side. This is it. He drives on Ronan, gives it to Schmitz inside. He goes up with a shot, he's punching the block, but Daly
Daly comes away with the ball. Slows it down to the narrow on top. And Shannon has that shit on the right. On his left, finds Daly inside. Mishandled the pass, now on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Wesley. 10 on the shot clock. Wesley at the point. Then Shanahan on the left side. Shanahan makes a move, puts up the three. High arc and shot off the front rim. No good rebound for Boyd. Boyd brings up the ball for the Chiefs. Gives it to the left side to Schneider. He pulls up from three. The 3-point is good.
Very good on the offensive side. The whole game connects from three, cutting it to a 2-point deficit.
Rivera pulls up. And it's struck away by Boyd. And now Schneider brings up the ball for the Chiefs. Gets it to Boyd on the right side. Drives baseline. Goes to the up and under. And he's fouled hard on the way up. And he will go to the line and shoot two for the Chiefs as they try to tie it up with 6 minutes left.
And we see Daniel Dash going to the table to check into this game. They need some defense right now. They need some life in that defense. And Dash will look to bring just that. And Malconian will also go to the table to come in.
Boyd's first attempt from the line. Shot. Yeah. And number 15, Jericho. Out comes Dolan. As Matt said, in comes Daniel Dash and Joe Malconian, who brought some fire in the third quarter from Fort Washington with that buzzer beater layup. Boyd's second attempt from the line. To tie it up. High school, Vikings Chiefs tied up at 32, 6 minutes remaining here in the fourth.
Vikings will look to regain the lead. The pressure is on them right now as they have blown the lead that they once had.
Dashing the post on Ronan. Dash drives right on Ronan, puts it in.
A very strong move from the big man, using his body to get to the rim, and he can finish that one.
Schneider brings up the ball for the Chiefs, guarded by Malconian on the near side. Picked up by Ronan. Schneider drives. Dishes it to there he goes. He puts up a three, no good. Rebound game to Dash.
This is just what they needed from Dash. Some rebounds and some points. And they are getting that right now.
Malconian brings it again. Gives it to Russ on the baseline. He drives on point. He puts up a left-handed shot. No good, but there is a foul on the play. And Ressa will go to the line and shoot too. Ressa very aggressive here in the second half, and it's paying off. He is going to the line, and he's getting fouled.
Once again, we find him at the line. As you said, he is being very aggressive and is helping out as he is finishing on most of his free throw attempts, and he will look to do just that, giving them a 4-point lead here, 34-32 right now.
Ressa's first attempt from the line, rolls around, and it's no good. Court leads by two. Ressa with one more attempt coming from the free throw line. He pulls up. Same roll, but this time it comes in. Well, Washington's lead is now 3 with just over 5 minutes remaining. Schneider brings up the ball on the far side. Guarded by Alcone, gives it to the right side to Tucker. Now back up top to Boyd, and to the left side to Verico. Now to Tucker, gives it to the right side to Schneider. Ronan sets a pick. He rolls. Drives on Dash. Puts it up in the stick. Ronan for two.
Very strong move by the volleyball player against the volleyball player. And we have seen between those two a lot in the past couple seasons.
Shannon ends up off the point, gives it to Daly, who tries to find Dash in the post. Pass is deflected away in the remaining Fort Washington ball. In comes Connor Payne for Verico for the Chiefs. Shannon ends it inbound under the Chiefs basket. Looking for an outlet. Sees Malconian on the far side. He's on the left wing and has, brings it back up top. Guarded by Boyd. This is Shannon on the left side. He takes a pass, finds Dash in the post. He drives on Ronan, double team, puts up a layup. No good, rebound fought for. Garrett and Payne fought for the ball, and it'll be a jump ball. And it'll be Chiefs ball, but an excellent effort for Ressa to force the jump ball.
Another aggressive move by Ressa, going for the offensive board, and he forces a jump ball. And it's Fort Washington basketball.
Excuse me, yes,
the officials
changed the call.
Messed it up, and they changed the call after discussion. 4.5 left, 1-point lead, and they will look to make this a 3 or 4-point lead right now for the Vikings.
And that passes to Ressa right along the free throw. He finds Dash injured, and he is fouled on the floor. 4:28 remaining. Fort Washington leads 35-24. And Daniel Dash will go to the line and shoot a 1-1.
Port Washington rolling with Malkonian, Daly, Shanahan, Dash, and Ressa. Dash's first attempt from the line. Way off, no good. Rebounds of Blake. Schneider to bring up the ball for the Chiefs.
Still a one-point lead for the Vikings. They need to score on the offensive side and hold them. A very good defense, I think, to do that right now.
Schneider passes the left wing to Voigt, and the pass down low to Payne is deflected by Dash, and the remaining Chiefs ball under Port Washington's basket with 4:11 remaining in the fourth. Schneider to inbound for the Chiefs. He finds Payne inside, guarded by Shanahan. Quite a mismatch, and Payne goes up for the layup and is fouled on the play. The foul is on Daniel Dash, and Payne will go to the line and shoot two. Matt, what does Port Washington have to do to maintain this lead in the fourth quarter?
They need to continue their aggressive defense on the interior and force some outside shots and force some misses, and then they will get the ball back, and they need to continue their offensive side in the interior. They've been very successful all game.
First attempt from the line, and Payne is off the front rim, no good, and we will have one more coming.
Still a one-point game. And it has been low scoring the past couple minutes.
His second attempt is way off, but he grabs his own rebound. And now Voigt from three. No good. Rebound again by Payne. Over Daniel Dash. He drives baseline. Finds Roden inside. Swatted away by Dash. But there is a foul called on the play. He was going up. Roden was.
The foul will be on Joe Malkonian. Dash thought it was on himself on the block, but they call it on Malkonian with a hit on the shot, and Ronan will go to the line right now.
That play was almost inexcusable, and that free throw attempt by Ronan was banked in, and we have a tie game at 35.
Very odd form, almost like Joakim Noah of the New York Knicks. It's very ugly, but it works.
The second attempt is way off, as you'd expect, and the Vikings are banging up the ball here, just on the 4 minutes. Malkonian with a Euro step puts in the layup.
And Malkonian looking like James Harden.
And now the Chiefs bring up the ball. Amazing run from Malkonian.
Phenomenal interior offense from the Vikings.
Schneider at the point for the Chiefs.
Just a two-point game right now.
Schneider shoots the ball and it's no good. Shot is no good, but there is a foul on the play. Another foul for Port Washington. The Chiefs doing whatever they want in the Vikings paint right now, drawing fouls at will. And they will go to the line, Ronan will, and shoot two.
The Chiefs are able to do anything they want on offense because the Vikings have all the pressure on them. They have blown this lead. So they can just drive and in hopes of getting a big score. And that free throw from Ronan is very bad, very off on that one. And checking in will be Spear for Daly.
Second attempt from Ronan. Port Washington leads 37-35, 3:30 to go. The second attempt from Ronan. Off the backboard, and then it's two free throws that he's backed in.
And he's shooting 50% from the stripe and cut it back to a one-point game.
Spear on the front from Port Washington. Now Shanahan up top. Pass guarded by Tucker. He lost the pass to Ressa on the right side, beyond the arc. And this is Spear beyond the arc, who looks to spot up. His three-pointer off the backboard. Bounces out to Tucker for the rebound.
Spear looks very good on that shot. Just missed in and out.
Schneider comes up the ball from the Chiefs down to Voigt on the left side. Now back to Schneider. At the point. Guarded by Malkonian. And gives it to Tucker on the right side. Tucker guarded by Shanahan. As the Voigt swinging around, he spots up from three. No good. Rebound fought for. Spear boxed out. Ronan, good boxed out by the junior Ben Spear there. So Connor Shanahan can grab the rebound. Malkonian, three-pointer.
An electrifying scream to the crowd from Malkonian as he hits and connects with this great fourth quarter with that very good buzzer-beating layup ending the third. He's taking all that momentum right now.
Schneider brings up the ball for the Chiefs now. Tucker at the point, gives it to the left of Schneider, guarded by Malkonian. Schneider pulls up from three, contested, off the rim, no good, rebound, fought for, on the ground, Ressa and Payne. Ressa seems to have it, and it is Port Washington ball as Ressa fights for it. 2:12 remaining. The Vikings lead 40-36, and it was a timeout called on the play by the Chiefs. And we'll be right back to you with more fourth quarter basketball with 2:12 remaining. We are back with more fourth quarter Vikings basketball. The Vikings lead 40-36 with 2:12 remaining. It is Port Washington ball under their own basket.
Port needs to do what they've been doing with Nalkonian right now, give him the ball and hope for a nice basket inside the interior.
Shannon then drives on Tucker. He finds Spear driving, he's in the paint, picks it out, kicks it out, rests on it, drives inside. Right after testing, no good, it'll remain Port's ball. Under the Chiefs basket with just under 2 minutes remaining in the fourth. Shannon hands it inbound for the Vikings. Looking to rest it in deep, he falls, but finds Nalkonian on the outside. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, tall boys, grabbed by Schneider. Started by Nalkonian on the left side. Schneider at the top, drives left and moved by Kane. He gets it at the top on the left side. Swings it to Ronan. Rebound guarded by Spear on the left side. Ronan swings with a layup, no good. Rebound, back to Zay. Grabbed by Tucker on the right side to Ronan, who's at the free throw line, kicks it out to Schneider, guarded by Shannon. With 1:22 remaining. Schneider kicks it out to the baseline to Tucker. Tucker on the right side. Rolls it back up top. Good boy. 17 on the shot clock, 1:10 remaining. Boyd pulls up from three.
It's good! The 3-pointer from Boyd.
We've been waiting to see that all game, and we see it right here. It's the most crucial shot of the game. Cutting it to a 1-point deficit with a minute to play. 40-39.
But Washington leads by one. Shanahan drives on the right side. Finds Russell at the point, who gives it to Shanahan down low in the post. Now back up to Spear. Now to the left side to Shanahan, guarded by Tucker. Nalkonian drives. Gives space for Shanahan, loses the dribble to the right side to Nalkonian with 40 seconds remaining. Courtney's line. Nalkonian pulls up from three. No good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Ronan.
Nalkonian. Right now, Nalkonian wants to be the star. And the Chiefs will call a timeout with 33.1 seconds to play. The Vikings lead 40-39.
And we will be right back to you with the last actions of the fourth quarter. We are back with fourth quarter basketball. Vikings lead by one. Chiefs ball at midcourt. 33.1 seconds to play. 31 seconds on the shot clock. Tucker to inbound for the Chiefs.
Another game coming down to the wire just a week ago. It went into overtime with Manhasset. And now Massapequa could potentially force this one into overtime.
Just under 30 seconds. Guarded by Nalkonian. Gets it to the left side to Boyd. Boyd guarded by Russell. Goes to the right, gets the pull up, gives it to Ronan and to Lee. Now back to the top to Schneider. 15 on the shot clock. 16 left in the game. Schneider guarded by Nalkonian. He drives right. He's on dash. Kicks it out to Tucker. He kicks it back out to Boyd. Boyd pulls up from three. No good. Rebound to Damian Dash. And there is a foul on Damian Dash with 5.3 to play. The foul is on number 24, John Ronan.
5.3 left. And Vikings ball, I believe they are in the bonus.
Yes, Damian Dash will go shoot a 1-1 for Port Washington. Could make this a 2-point game with one basket. 5.3 to go, not a lot of time left.
These foul shots are very crucial as the Chiefs can come down the court off the rebound and score to win this.
Dano Dash's attempt from the line. Off the back rim, it's no good. Excuse me, he would go to the line and shoot two. They're on a double bonus.
The Chiefs have 10 team fouls.
Dano Dash has one more free throw coming.
This is crucial for the Vikings.
The crowd silences for Daniel Dash. His attempt. Fourth pressure. Tucker to inbound. Schneider brings up the ball with 3 seconds remaining. Guarded by Shanahan. Looks to pull up from three. The 3-pointer is no good. Port Washington wins 41-39. Port Washington has upset the Massapequa Chiefs. And what an effort from Port Washington's offense and defense all around to stun the Chiefs. Matt, what do you think about this game?
I thought it was a phenomenal effort from the Vikings all around. On the defensive side, the interior defense was phenomenal. And on the offensive side, the interior offense was even better than their defense. They were scoring early on in the first quarter, first half, and they got out to the lead. The Chiefs tied it up, but the Vikings never went away. They came back, and they were able to win this one. First W of the season, and this could give them a lot of momentum going forward in the season.
The Port Washington Vikings come away with a 41-39 victory against the Massapequa Chiefs. Thank you for listening to WDOT Port Washington with your hosts Dylan Spilgo and Matt Levine, and we will be back with the next Port Washington Vikings varsity basketball matchup.